This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop to hear what's that sound. Everybody look what's going on.
Before President Trump took office and some after.
Final question. Just yes.
Before that, there was only three per year, only nine. There's three times as many this year as in the entire 3 years before being investigated.
Final question, Barry. Why can't you just tell us whether or not the FBI expended resources to give money to Christopher Steele? It's not about going into the investigation. We have oversight over your department. Were taxpayer dollars used to give to Christopher Steele, yes or no?
I'm not able to do that. I think for several reasons. It's an ongoing matter, and also it may well involve classified information.
Thank you, Mr. Attorney General.
The chair recognizes the gentleman from Rhode Island.
Well, you know, that is quite a telling point here. A direct question, what inquiring people want to know, Scott, is that were tax dollars used on this bogus dossier? And I mean, you pull that string, and not only do we have tax dollars involved, we have a whole special investigation and prosecutor and all this expense that has been, you know, thrown in this direction of, legal documents filed, all based on this bogus thing that really turns out to, you talk about Democrats being able to weaponize different parts of the agencies and bureaucracy of our government to their benefit. I mean, this is the ultimate. They were able to weaponize an op piece, basically, is what it comes down to, and make it legitimate as far as the courts are concerned. And now you've got, the judge, possibly, the implication on this is profound. I mean, you talk about, a constitutional crisis and what has been potentially ignited by the Democrats in all this deal. This is incredible. This is, I think, worse than, almost anything else that they're looking at right now, potentially, is that if they have, If they can tie tax dollars into this, and they also tie a judge authorizing the investigation and the wiretapping, if you want to say, although it's, I guess maybe the better word, the modern term is surveillance of Donald Trump, all back, and that, what is being suggested is that this goes through the White House, through the Oval Office, that this is beyond, the DNC. It's beyond Clinton. It is all hands on deck, crazy stuff. And I know it sounds conspiratorial, and you're probably going, oh, Bill, I don't want to put that tinfoil hat on. I understand. But this is what, this is the stuff that bothers me about. And I know you're always saying you pick on Hillary, but this is what bothers me, because everything that the Clintons are involved in, you can't get it straight. Whether it has to do with the Clinton Global Initiative, the Clinton Foundation, Uranium One, all the, I mean, it just seems like their hands get involved in stuff, and it's goofy, and it looks bad, and you're going, how can this be? And then you hear the pundits and you hear the Democrats who support her and circle the wagons around her, and they're going, well, this is, old stuff. Why are you bringing this up? Or this has no basis whatsoever. And they'll just say it's a matter of fact that, she had nothing to do with this, or that, it's a matter of fact that there were seven other, agencies or seven other people that were involved that of her level. Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's just, it'll cause your brain to explode here, trying to track this down. I have a kid that this way. I tell him, I go, I think you need to be an attorney when you grow up, because you can get around things and all under plausible deniability and different stories, and you just feel like anytime you get involved with the Clintons and Hillary particularly these days, it's like you're in a bucket of gum. And, you know, and here we are, and especially with GPS Fusion. But it continues to hang out there to their discomfort. Stay tuned for more.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
And just about the time that you thought just maybe we're getting close, like all hell breaks loose, and you think, oh my goodness, where? How do we begin to, you know, get this thing back on track again? This is why we pursue the truth, no matter where it leads. And I thank you for joining the team to this end. It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Steve Sherman is joining us now. Steve is author, popular TV and radio guest, former Iowa House candidate, senior editor at thedailysearch.com. Steve, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Good to have you on here. Hey, real quick, so I know we want to talk about, you know, what's happening with churches today and security and in some cases lack thereof and the targeting of churches. But before we do, I want to get your read on Sessions on the Hill. The heat was on, and I appreciate that our congressmen, our representatives were, you know, holding his feet to the fire here a bit. But, you know, some of this posturing, I wonder, Steve, because they know they're asking questions that maybe they just want them to be on the record, because they know that they're not going to get a formidable answer in an open forum like that.
Right. Definitely. Like, it definitely feels like, oh, I just want to get this on record that I asked this question, rather than they know they're not going to get an answer. They know it just feels like a circus when you watch this thing.
Well, it frustrates the rest of us because we're watching this and we're going, hey, yeah, I mean, that's the question, and I'm looking for the answer. And, of course, he's got a straight arm. So you kind of find yourself, you know, reading between the lines, and then you go, gosh, am I becoming a conspiratist here because I don't have the information? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you read between the lines long enough and you start questioning your own
sanity. Exactly. I mean, well, this whole situation, yeah, especially with the Clintons, as I was saying earlier, what drives me nuts about them is that you can't get it straight. It's always complicated. There's plausible deniability. It's just nuts. I mean, you know, and then you got Donna Brazile, who's trying to regain some relevance. So she does this tell-all book and throws the Clintons under the bus. And it's like, oh, I mean, not only the Clintons, but the entire Democratic Party.
Oh,
I mean,
no.
If the truth be known, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She really took it to him. And it's kind of fun to watch from the outside. I imagine they had some pretty startling phone calls right after that revelation.
Yeah. Can you imagine what has gone on? Because here it is also. Here, the Democrats have got to be careful because they're the ones that play the race card. Right. And now they have a formidable leader of black persuasion, of black race, and now she's speaking out, and it's like, what can they do? They've got to kind of, you know, tiptoe around the eggshells here a little bit, right?
Right. I mean, they had, here's an old socialist in Bernie that darn near takes it to Hillary, even though she's running the whole show behind the scenes. And then they have a, you know, African-American woman who's not coming out exposing them. And it's the worst nightmare for the Democratic establishment.
Well, and then on top of that, you look at the leadership. I was reading today, you know, the formidable leadership, what's left of it, of the Democratic Party. What is the average age? About 70, I think, right?
Well,
you know,
yeah.
Anybody?
And I think all I'm hearing yesterday was how much they're all in love with Joe Biden. They'd be coming back in the scene. I'm like, are you kidding?
Yeah, I mean, it's like, what is going on with this stuff here? And Joe Biden's almost talking like, you know, I mean, he and Mark Cuban, you know, are,
yeah.
You know, Mark Cuban was at 10%, but after everything has been going on right now with all the scrutiny and everything, I think maybe his wife has brought him down to maybe 5% chance of running. I mean, who wants to go through this kind of scrutiny?
Exactly. This Roy Moore stuff.
Yeah.
Wherever you fall in on it, I mean, it's just crazy. Who wants to put yourself out there?
Well, you know, and Steve, you know, we're people that believe in due process, and this is really difficult to hold to, because if you say you believe in due process, all of a sudden you're a bad guy and you believe that, you know, you should be dating 14-year-olds. And you go, wait a minute, that hasn't even been, you know, positively concluded here. Where the guy's been around, he's been vetted for 40 years, and now 4 weeks before a general election, this comes up. And it smacks. I mean, I think at some point, you know, here, again, this is all the dangerous part of the the political environment that we're in. I mean, there's got to be a time of vetting where, you know, just like anything where you say, all right, you know, we're going to vet this guy and this is going to be done well ahead of the, and anything after that, hey, we're not going to deal with it, because this throws everything upside down.
Yeah, I mean, they're reading college yearbooks he wrote it, or high school yearbooks he wrote a note in. I think if I were to ever run again, I would have to put out a dossier upon myself, and that would be covering my college years, because there was a lot more than yearbooks being written upon in that period of my life. And you're just going to have to, expose yourself in every way to run.
Exactly. Well, the cool thing that the Democrats have been able to do is to print up a dossier and get the taxpayers to pay for it.
Yeah, it's even better.
I mean, you know, have they taken this to a whole other level? And then potentially what they were talking about last night is that, and of course this came up actually more than last night, it was, you know, several weeks ago it came up in conversations, to say, what if they use that dossier to affect, you know, legal documentation that allowed them to surveil the Trump campaign?
Mm-hmm.
You talk about a constitutional crisis. This becomes, now we're unhinged here.
Yeah, we're really close to the unhinged point.
I mean, this is just absolute, insanity that's taken place. And then again, and you got Jeff Sessions there on the Hill taking the pressure, mm-hmm. being asked the tough questions. He's holding everything close to the vest. And, is your sense that Hillary's going to, they're going to take another pass on her? They've got to look into this Uranium One GPS fusion deal, the whole situation. I mean, wouldn't it be ironic? Here it is. The Democrats are the one that set this Russian collusion into play, mm-hmm. and now it's because they themselves are the colluders.
Yeah. I actually just saw a clip from one of the talk shows from last night talking about just that. Like a new source had come forward and said that a lot of the Mueller investigation has, sure, they're looking at Trump collusion, but a lot of it has shifted to the Podesta group. Mm-hmm. And there was collusion long before Trump got into office. I mean, more than collusion, there was the State Department possibly being for sale.
Right.
And it's really, who knows what he's investigating at this point, which I don't know if that's good or bad, but it definitely looks like it could fall along both sides of that aisle.
Yeah, this is wild stuff. Only in America. I mean, it is really becoming the ultimate reality show here, isn't it? I mean, you know, they make fun of Donald Trump, and Donald Trump says, "I couldn't even have come up with something this good." You know, this is amazing. But ladies and gentlemen, this is our government, and oh yeah, by the way, we're paying for this, and we're looking at $20 trillion plus in debt, and and they just keep. Let's keep adding to the budget here. Maybe at some point, Steve, we'll just, I don't know. Do you think it might be possible in our lifetime that we would have a balanced budget?
It doesn't seem real likely.
Life could be a dream, huh?
Yeah, it doesn't seem like either side seems too committed to it anymore.
Exactly.
Either Republicans or conservatives will run on topics like that, and
yeah.
I'm not sure they're even brave enough to run on it anymore. They're still not going
to
do it.
Exactly. Yeah. Got to go to break. We'll be more with Steve Sherman after this. Stay with us.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
We don't see color here. We just love America.
Where this hurt, you show me what healing can do. Where this hatred, you show me how kindness can move. Where this fear deep inside, I won't run, I won't hide. I'll give you all of me so that you can see every broken piece. And open up my heart.
My whole heart. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, it's this way, like me, fresh every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon, Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, our conversation continues with Steve Sherman, author, popular TV and radio guest, former Iowa House candidate, senior editor at thedailysurge.com. And Steve, in a conversation, in fact, we're going to be talking with Lee Edwards a little bit later on. He's just written the book, Just Right. A life in pursuit of liberty. And I like a lot of what he shares in his book about the pursuit of liberty. But, you know, what I find a bit halting here is the omission of God. And what I am discovering, Steve, is that without God, we lose so much. And especially when it comes to liberty, liberty becomes small L liberty. And, our founding fathers understood, because they were God fearing, that in order for liberty to be sustained, God needed to be in the center of it all. But with the, taking out the Ten Commandments, turning our back on God, and, audaciously, the leaders of our country basically saying, hey, God, we'll take it from here, liberty becomes greatly minimized and unsustainable. That's my perception. What do you think?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was definitely a key component of the founders. It's how they saw our entire system working. It was in a society that had the morality founded in God. Mm-hmm. And our free society in many ways doesn't operate correctly without it. And we're actually seeing the pain of that every day, because a lot of our society does not operate that way anymore. Mm-hmm. And without that, a lot of our freedoms are not operating the way they were intended.
Mm-hmm. Well, and as John Kelly said, things that we hold sacred have all been brought into question and are no longer sacred. Everything from our national anthem, places of worship that are under attack, which brings us to our topic that we wanted to discuss today. And that is your clarion call to churches that it's time for them to seriously look at security measures or risk being the next slaughterhouse. I mean, they've already been under attack. I mean, it's almost every weekend we're hearing on Monday, instead of, some great word or revelation from the pulpit, we're hearing about another church being attacked.
Absolutely. It's terrifying in many ways that the psychos among us, no matter what variety they are, always go to the soft targets, which are churches and schools. And churches are incredibly popular because they're a condensed group of people who are generally peace-loving, and they're focused their attention all to the front. It's just a target-rich environment, and we really saw it in Texas recently.
Exactly.
Yeah, I wrote a book several years ago that was exactly this scenario, except for I had a parishioner that was carrying a weapon and killed the bad guy. And then the novel turns into a courtroom drama from there, because the good guy is actually charged. But it's just like, it's not fiction. It's nonfiction now. This is our everyday. I mean, I just did a security analysis for the church that I go to, and it was glaringly open.
Yeah, unfortunately, we're understanding, particularly when you go to church and the churches are under attack, and that's just it's the world we live in. You know, Jesus told us that we would be under attack. So in some sense, no surprise, but we've been very lax. We've kind of been lulled over the decades, the recent decades, to think that all is well. But it is not. We are this is taking place. And it is amazing to me, Steve, I just so appreciate your warning, because the nature of our culture is such as, oh, well, that happened in Texas, it's not going to happen here. And I'm sure the people in Texas said the same thing about, that happened in North Carolina. It's not going to happen here, you know.
Exactly. I mean, what made him pick that church, I don't know if we'll ever fully know. His in-laws attended occasionally. They weren't there that day, I don't think.
Right.
So he picked it because it had a family connection. Well, I go to a church that has 500 people on that Sunday. How would I know if they've got some odd ex-boyfriend of a family member that would bring them to your church? I mean, that's the only reason he selected that place. Also, probably because it was a long way from fast response, police response. But it's everywhere. It's in our society, and actually protecting yourself is really all you have.
Mm. Well, Carl Gallup's a good friend of the show and a dear personal friend. he's been a senior pastor for over 30 years in Florida, has written an excellent book that churches should get their hands on, you know, to your point, in taking security serious. And he's a former, decorated law enforcement officer. So they have taken this very seriously, and he has a very specific strategy on how to defend and protect the people there. Because, after all, I mean, he's the, he's the shepherd of that church, and as shepherds do, you know, they've got their, they've got their head on a swivel, and they're anticipating things. And so, you know, your call, to churches across the country, be the sheepdog for the Klan there, is that they need to step up here and realize that, churches are under attack, and people who think like us are being targeted.
Right. And I would admit a lot of the churches maybe have heard that call, but they're not doing it. They're so uncomfortable with actually physically saying, we need an armed guard. We need security, even unarmed security, just someone with a security badge on. Anything that would just say there's going to be some pushback to the crazy guy that would maybe be scouting churches. They're just afraid to do it. They really are. And so it's left to the fact that maybe within your church there are a few people concealed carrying. Maybe if you have a cop that goes to your church, he always carries usually. That's all there is protecting most churches now. And even with this tragedy that happened, I have not received a phone call even on my church. Hey, we should actually put some of your suggestions into practice. They just are afraid to step up and do it because they don't want the controversy of the politics. They're afraid of actually putting a gun in their lobby, which they don't seem to understand. The gun, if they don't, the gun that is in the lobby might be shooting at people sitting in the pews.
Exactly. And I mean, we've heard stories. There's been, real life stories in the situation. In fact, we interviewed the police officer. This was in Colorado, if you remember that story there. And, it was instinct. It was her gut that said, no, stick around, see what happens. And she was able to stop the guy. But it was, by the grace of God, and her gift and her, her responsibility as a law enforcement officer that saved a lot of people, because otherwise it would have been a turkey shoot for him.
Well, the Texas one shows that no one was turning fire until he left the building. Then the citizen in the outside helped and ended the shooting spree. If someone inside would have been shooting, sure, there still would have been death. It's not going to eliminate death. But it would have not been. I think every person in the building was shot. If they didn't die, they were wounded.
Right.
That wouldn't have happened. He literally went row to row shooting children and grandparents. It's unbelievable, this level of evil. To not have the wisdom to say, you know what, I would like to fight back against evil with a weapon, which is the only way to equalize it. It's just crazy to me that the Christian world is doing this.
Yeah, it is, and you would think, there's enough in Scripture to support the defense, the personal defense and wisdom of this. But, again, this is what happens when the church becomes so infected by the culture instead of doing it the way Jesus said it was supposed to be done, that we are supposed to be catalysts, to do things positive, for the culture, not the other way around. Because, the fact of the matter is people of faith, people who are connected to God, they understand liberty and the responsibility thereof, right?
Absolutely. I think it was Jesus that told the disciples to get a sword because they were carrying a money bag. He's not against self-protection. But definitely, the Christian world is having a little head in the sand moment somewhat. They just really want it to go away, and it is not going to. And the people who are willing to fight for their friends, neighbors, and family, they realize, like, if I have a small carry gun and a guy walks in decked out in full body armor and a AR, ready to do it, I understand I'm probably not going to survive it.
You're a bit overpowered, no doubt. Well, Steve, we've got to leave it right there. We're out of time. Steve Sherman, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Steve.
Attention to anybody of any age who takes any prescription medications. How would you like to save up to 85% on almost every prescription drug you're currently buying at your local pharmacy? We're talking about saving you real money on most of the top prescription drugs. Up to 85% savings. Asthma medications, you can save up to 85%. High cholesterol and high blood pressure meds, save up to 85%. And many, many more. This is not a hard-to-use discount card. These are real savings on prescription meds delivered to your door in days. We have expert prescription consultants to help you right now. It's a free service. So call now and learn how you can save up to 85% on most prescription drugs.
Call now, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
A note to D.C. bureaucrats. You're not getting away with it.
More than words, ladies and gentlemen, you got to do something about it, okay? We've got to activate a citizenry if we're going to get this country back on track. The elites, the ruling elites, they're counting on, the fact that we're going to grow weary. We've grown weary. I mean, they've worn us out. They've exercised our budget in excess of $20 trillion. You can't get the truth out of them. It is an absolute mess, a waste of money. They're fighting, they're fighting the opportunity to get this country back on track because it doesn't work for them. What works for them is when we're disconnected and they can just have their way with us and cause us to pay for things and to cover up their mistakes, like, this recent announcement about the millions of dollars that in hush money that's been spent of the people's money. Okay, to take care of bad behaving, congressmen on both sides of the aisle in order to quiet the victims so they don't talk about it and they just go away. And this has been going on for a long time. And we're reading about it and seeing that it's over $15 million of the people's money. It's out of our budget, not theirs, our budget. And this is the kind of craziness that's going on. Our next guest here, I'm happy to have David Joaquin with us. He's the author of 9/11 and The World Today. He served as a volunteer in charge of a large segment of the supply line and assisted with personnel transport for firefighters and police at Ground Zero in the aftermath of the 9/11 attacks. David, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Great, Bill. Thank you for having me. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. I'm thinking about, for you, this is like 16 years later, and this must seem like it just happened yesterday.
Well, from a health perspective, it has. My health's not as good as I thought, it, you know, as I would like it to be. But, it's always there. Every time the clock hits 9/11, you get a flashback or two.
Well, not to mention, as you say, you're still dealing with, the after effects of 9/11, and many of those who were at ground zero, their health has been, compromised. Tell us a little bit about what you've been dealing with in the last 16 years, and, what you were guilty of was going to the need. Like a lot of first responders and other people like yourself that supported firefighters, police, first responders, they needed help. Help and you go there and and then you end up with unintended consequences.
Yeah, well, regardless what Kathy Sebelius, the ex-secretary of Health and Human Services, said, she said that the air was actually clean and there was no danger to the people that were breathing it in Lower Manhattan.
Well, how could that be clean? I mean, you can just look at it, and how can you with all the dust and everything that was there? I got to Ground Zero almost a year later, David, and you didn't have this sense that you were that everything was clean. And you look at the pictures of that day and see all the dust and everything that was taking place, and not to mention the innumerable reports of people who got sick. How can you, in your any kind of responsible mind, say that the air is clean?
Yeah, no, it was ridiculous. And see, what happened was there was disintegration of the concrete and everything that was in the buildings. If you look at Dr. Judy Wood's work with microweaponry and stuff like that. The entire floor, if they had 110 floors of concrete, that would have been 50 feet of concrete that would have been piled at the bottom of the pancake from the buildings coming down. But it didn't happen like that. They were demolished, and the concrete, there wasn't anything bigger than a very fine micro, smaller than the tiniest pebble, like a grain of sand on the beach. That's what the concrete was like. It was smaller than that, and it had shards of glass throughout it. So I remember one time I was looking at a fireman as I was driving through the hole. I had a gator given by Tim Mullally, who owns a John Deere distribution center north of New York City. He came down, and that's how I got, I got transportation. I got a gator, a John Deere gator, and you had to go back and forth from the Stuyvesant School to the hole, bringing supplies, bringing food, bringing water, bringing whatever they needed, basically. And it was an incredible the amount of, gifts and gestures that the people from all over the country had tractor trailer load after tractor trailer load came in, and people are unloading that. And we scheduled to have everything moved up there. But, getting back to your question, yeah, there was no way that the air was cleaned. Once you put the gas, the air breather on, the gas mask on, basically, After 2 minutes, there was as much glass inside your breathing, where you were breathing inside the mechanism, as there was outside in the air. So there was no way to get around it.
Yeah, I don't think people understand, as you talked about, the way the building was pulverized. And it wasn't, just the concrete. As you say, there's glass. Everything else that was in that environment, the way it was annihilated and all, brought together. And as you say, here you are using gas masks and the gas masks themselves. And unless you experienced that, you wouldn't know anything because, I got to tell you, of all the reporting that had taken place, 9/11, and boy, there was lots of reporting. These are some of the things, the nuance of what you experienced and others, and why they're suffering to this day because of what happened there at Ground Zero.
Yeah, I caught blood for 6 months after just sort of like religiously after every shower. And it was quite an amazing thing. And then it's gone away now. Now my respiratory is better than it was before, but it still isn't 100%.
Do you have some level of COPD as a result of that?
COPD, that's what I was diagnosed with after.
Exactly.
And I was a very good athlete and everything prior to Ground Zero. one point when I was there, I was just looking around, and it was incredible how time went. Because time, the whole thing was sort of like the Twilight Zone. You would see someone, you wouldn't be able to recall if you saw them 10 minutes ago or 24 hours ago. It was just the weirdest thing, how time was moving. And the whole thing was, it was like a spiritual thing. You could actually feel the spirits that had departed that day, right?
Right.
Above the area, it was like thousands of New Yorkers that were just pissed off in a spiritual form. And the thing that they were mad about, they'd be missing their family and their lives, right? That's what it was. And I'd pick up people, I'd pick up firemen, I'd pick up policemen, they're like, yeah, I'm hearing voices, one after the other. I'm talking 50, 100 people reported to me that they were hearing their friends' voices when they were there. So it wasn't just me.
Yeah.
And people could, you know, I would discuss it with people, and they could actually feel it. It actually gave me a better understanding of spirituality and what actually happens after you lose your body, you know?
Yeah. Well, you bring up something that, again, another one of those things that isn't mentioned often, and some people might think, well, that sounds a little wacky, but, you know, God himself even said that when Cain killed Abel, that the sound of Abel's his blood was resounding in heaven. You know, so if you've got the sound of one man's blood being heard in heaven and in the heavenlies, what about thousands of people? You know, we're not even talking abortions here. We're just talking about the people that, you know, whose lives were snuffed out that day, the cries that went up to heaven. Because what you're saying here, David, is this was unjust. You know, this attack on New York, on America, was absolutely unjust, and the cries went all the way up to heaven. So why would we not be able to hear that?
Yeah, no, it was amazing. It was actually amazing. It was an honor to work there, too, because the people, it was juxtapositioned against the worst tragedy that America's ever seen, pretty much, right? Your Pearl Harbor and this.
Exactly.
And you look at it, and the people that were there, volunteers, there was no bickering, there was no fighting, there wasn't a curse word said to anyone, and it was just all with the intention of recovering.
Exactly. Well, David, we got to go to break. We're going to pick it up from there when we come back. David Joaquin is with us. We're talking 9/11 here on Bill Martinez Live.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now, 800-915-9164, 800-915-9164, 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164, 800-915-9164, 800-915-9164.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-981-9347. 800-981-9347. That's 800-981-9347.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If some high-pressure salesperson twisted your arm into buying a timeshare, it's not your fault. Whether you bought decades ago or days ago, I bet that salesperson didn't mention your timeshare could cost you twice as much as a regular vacation, or that you'd never be able to use it when you wanted, or that your fees could shoot up every year. They misled you, and that's not fair. That's why we're here, to get your timeshare company to free you from your unwanted timeshare. Get the free information you need at 1-800-783-2959. We're the Timeshare Exit Attorneys, America's number one timeshare exit service run by real attorneys, not sales companies or middlemen. It was a salesperson who got you into this mess. Don't rely on a salesperson to get you out. We've got a 100% service guarantee, and our team has already helped thousands of people get out of unwanted timeshares. For free information, call 1-800-783-2959. That's 1-800-783-2959, 1-800-783-2959.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We don't see color here. We just love America. Bill Martinez, live.
Back with you, America. Glad you could join us and share a part of your day. It's 14 minutes before the top of the hour. 16 years ago, David Joaquin and many other New Yorkers, and not only New Yorkers, but people came to New York after 9/11 and ran to the problem to be a stark contrast against the evil that was demonstrated that murdered, you know, near 3,000 Americans. And David, like I said, like many others, ran to ground zero. David, I guess maybe that's what some people want to understand, because, you know, people like you don't run away. They run toward the problem, like the first responders, the police that were there, that you know, made up this story, you know, that kind of balanced out the evil in a sense. And I say balanced out, I don't mean, maybe that's not the right word, but maybe was in direct contrast to the evil that was demonstrated. You know, guys like yourself and women who ran, you know, to the situation to serve, and wherever it was needed, and as you had described, it wasn't like there was, you know, people were cussing and upset. They were there to do, you know, something that was in their very DNA to do.
It was actually, the way I like looking at it, Bill, is that it was the best of humanity at the worst of humanity at the same time. You wouldn't believe the devastation. One time I looked at the overall area, and I just sort of sucked it in as much as I could, just visually, and and you could feel like an aesthetic wave coming off the pile, like a wave where the pile is just sort of saying, like, look at me, I am the ultimate in destruction. Mm-hmm. And that's what it was. It was just sort of like the ultimate in destruction, and then you had all the volunteers was the ultimate in creation, just creating trying to create a better circumstance than what was there. It was actually amazing. It was very much an honor to be there. It was to see the best of humanity. My book only has one chapter, two chapters on 9/11. The rest of it is about all the things that have happened today and since then. And how, like I like what you said earlier when you said that we have to activate a citizenry. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what we have to do. We have to work, and that's what the book's about. It's about exposing the enemies of mankind and how we overcome the enslavement that they've thrown upon us as a group.
David, is your perception that 9/11 opened the door to some heretofore ignored evil? That somehow it's allowed to demonstrate itself in our world today? I mean, it's almost like, 9/11 seems to be a portal of some, you know, in a spiritual context and in something that's might sound a little too ethereal for people. But I just sense that something happened on 9/11 that is much more significant than what we are actually perceiving. Do you have that same sense?
Yeah, we have to look at it from the perspective that the people that committed this crime, and it's laid out in the book who they are, they were committing crimes before this. But this was such a crime of such epic proportion, murdering 3,000 people in one shot, that after that, it's become much more acceptable for us as Americans to look at the atrocities. We've killed millions of people since then.
Mm-hmm.
Hundreds and thousands of people have died because of politicians, because the Bushes wanted to make money. The fathers out working for the defense contractors and George Jr. is sitting there starting World War III. And Americans just look on it, and you have this in the background, oh, it's not as bad as 9/11 was. Well, it's still bad when you go out and you start killing people randomly. So I think it's a matter that we've gotten coarse as a civilization or hardened as a civilization, and we're accepting, you know, that our country has blood on its hands as a result, and that's okay with everyone. It's really not okay. It's not okay that we go around and fight for the interests of the bankers, and it's all cloaked and justified under the realm of patriotism. And you know, if we don't fight them there, we're going to fight them here. Well,
right.
Fighting is not a solution, a long-term solution for this planet. We've been doing it for thousands of years, and it hasn't worked out. War is not the solution. War is the problem.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting because, as you're suggesting here, you know, considering that we've become more global in concept, of course, this came in contrast with what Donald Trump presented to the American people, and all of a sudden they realize, they go, whoa, you know, we didn't want to eradicate boundaries here. You know, there's a lot of good things about America that we want to hold to, and boundaries are a healthy thing. There's nothing wrong with them, but the general consensus and the movement politically is to move, you know, more into globalism. And, you know, if you do that, you can't be fighting with people, you know, so, you know, it's kind of this, you know, this ongoing conflict in which we live in. And as you say, you know, if we're not aware of what's going on, then we're puppets in a scheme that we don't even understand, and we're being manipulated. This is why, you know, when I mentioned an activated citizenry, is that we need the citizens to be properly educated. I think that America has been dumbed down over the years. It is a sad commentary in the educational institutions that exist today that for the sake of, you know, a manipulative agenda and an agenda that is more, you know, dedicated to indoctrination than education. You know, this is a rather scary time, David, right now that I think that we live in. Unless there is some revival and some awakening by its citizenry, America is in a lot of trouble, and probably more than they realize.
Yeah, if we don't stand up for our rights, no one else is going to do it. And and the plan right now, it's all, I mean, laid out in the book. The plan right now is to just keep the American people going down in education, getting dumber and dumber, and just accepting, just sitting there like a frog on a log, and accepting what happens to our world.
Yeah.
Right.
A frog on a log in a hot tub. And the water's getting hotter and hotter, you know, as we're getting cooked alive here, thinking that, hey, it's nice past the pina colada and let's just kick back and relax here until we're totally snuffed out.
And that's what the book is set up to do. It exposes the actual enemies of mankind, and then it gives a solution of what we can do, how we can activate the citizenry. And that's what it's all about. Because if you look at it, right, black people in general get along with white people, get along with yellow people, get along with brown people, get along with red people, right? Mm-hmm. Everyone that you meet, you pretty much get along with. But now all of a sudden politicians go and they have a representation of a population, and now we can't seem to get along.
Mm-hmm. Right? Who says we can't get along? And then that's a great point there, David, because we have, you know, these naysayers and these race baiters who have basically they've created a whole industry and enterprise to support their own personal interests. And suddenly they say, well, you know, black doesn't get along with white. You know, you get this black law professor on who has written this, I think, rather disgusting op-ed piece. I'm really disappointed in him. I mean, this is an educated man, and all he's doing is furthering and continuing the racial divide by telling his children that they should not trust white people.
Yeah, they're looking to start a civil war, whether it's based on race or politics or whatever it is. What they're doing is like having every group of you can imagine hate every other group. And that's one of the things that's really gotten out of line and out of whack since 9/11, right?
Mm.
Before 9/11, we didn't have all this political hate and venom the way that we do right now. When Trump won, I never saw a media more insane and just rabidly attacking a president for breathing. No matter what the president did, the media just went nuts, and they still are going nuts. And it's made to inflame the nation.
Exactly.
By accident. Roosevelt said there's nothing created in politics by accident. Nothing in this world is created by accident. When you see something on the front page, when you see the leading story of the day, that's planned, programmed, and made. And that's made to disempower the people rather than to empower them. And until we take back and get our own dignity back, and say that we want to empower ourselves, we want to empower our neighbors,
mm-hmm.
instead of getting decimated at every turn. You see how hard it is to even make a living today? It's because there's so many forces lined up against you to take your money and to make it difficult, so that you just scratch your living out, and then you don't pay attention to what's going on because it's so hard to put food on the table.
Exactly. And that's what they're counting on. That's what the ruling elite is counting on, to your point, and that you bring out in your book and the clarion call to we the people to get activated, get educated, know what you know, and we need you in the fight, okay? You can no longer stay in the stands. You know, we don't need applauds. We need people who are activated and aware of what's going on in their world so we can make a difference not only in this generation but in the generations coming ahead. David Joaquin, author of the book 9/11 and the World Today on Bill Martinez Live. This book will be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. David, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it.
Pleasure is mine, Bill. You got a great show. Thank you very much.
Thank you, pal. Take care.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.